Now we let's invite the silver medal winners, Max Sinchok and Evan Gates from USA, to share with us their comments on this afternoon. Peace.
Hey, everybody. Maddie and I are really thrilled to have won a silver medal here at the World Championships. I think the season on the whole has been a massive success for us, and this week especially kind of was the icing on the cake or capped the season really well. I think we learned a lot by entering today with the lead and having to skate under pressure, and every time that we do that, I think we're a little bit more comfortable with it, and hopefully we'll be in similar scenarios in the future and maybe skate a little bit better. But today we're really proud of ourselves.
Okay, next let's invite the winner of bronze medal, Catherine Weaver and Andrew Poggio from Canada, to give us some comments on today's link. Please.
Today, Andrew and I felt great in our free dance. It was the strongest that we performed our Four Seasons program. And we got off the ice thinking that we gave everything that we could, and that's the ultimate goal, and that's what we train for. Unfortunately, the marks did not add up in our favor, but we are not going to mark this season off as a loss. We've had an incredible year, one of many firsts, not only in places but in experiences, and it's only building momentum for the next season and hopefully more after. But we have to be very happy with ourselves, and we're going to use this, as always, as a learning experience.
Hi, I have a question for Kelly and Andrew. Now you have a bronze medal and a silver from last year, so what do you plan to improve for next year's Worlds in Boston to go a step further?
Well, we're very happy with the progress that we've made this season and what we've accomplished this season. We're going to try to continue that and just try to work on every little detail, every little nuance of our programs, and just try to build as a team and be stronger and come in with more aggression next year.
Hello, I would like to ask a question to Madison. So in the tracer, you kind of lost the balance for a little bit, and then right, I think in the entry of the circular step sequence, maybe also lost the control a little bit, but the rest of the program was really strong and you covered really fast. So what, did you feel the extra pressure stepping onto the ice, and how did you manage? What was the feeling when you lost the control but gained back the momentum pretty soon?
Yes, I did have a small bobble on the twizzle, but right as soon as I finished that first twizzle, I was like snapping out of it, and I told myself, nope, this is not how this program is going to go. You're going to fight for it, and you're going to get your together.
Okay, so for the podium, we saw three very different styles of music chosen. When you choose your music this season, or when you think about next season, what criteria do you use to decide this for the style? Do you try and second guess the judges, or do you just choose what you feel works best for you? What is your thinking on picking the style of dance you're going to do?
That's a good question, because we're kind of thinking, like, what are we going to skate to next year? It's really tough, actually, because it becomes kind of part of your identity, at least for the season, how people view you and what you bring to the table. Hey, how are you? So for us, I mean, we're still feeling like we're relatively new. This is our fourth season together, so we've only made four free dances. And we evaluated, like, what had we done in the past, and we thought, you know, we want to do something different now. So I think when we approach that process this season, we'll do the same kind of thinking, like, what could we do that would make ourselves look new and different?
Okay, now let's welcome the gold medal winners, Gabi Hiera and Guillaume Guillaume from France, to share with us their feelings about these championships. Please.
It's been such a great pleasure for us to come back here after the Cup of China. We already had so much great memories here, and we've done so many others, so it's going to be always a great pleasure for us to come back here.
This is for the gold medalists. How long have you been skating together? And did you think your rise to the top to win tonight would happen so quickly in your second season on the senior level?
So we skated together for 10, 11 years, something like that. So yeah, it's been a long time compared to your age. Yeah, it's a big surprise to be here right now. And our goal at the beginning of the season was to be in the top 10. So yeah, it's a big improvement.
Yeah, this question is also for Gabby and Guillaume. This is just your second senior season, and your programs look incredibly mature. So do you have any stories to share about your choreography, and what's your personal interpretation of this piece of music? Thank you.
Yes, I think maybe our maturity together comes from the fact that we've been skating together for 11 years now. And we really try now to put something of ourselves in the programs, in the interpretation. So we work like this on the story of the program, which is in constant evolution. We try to to give something to the public, to the audience, to share stories, even if it's not. Even if you can't tell the story when you watch it, we still have our own story.
Also, a question to Gabriela and Guillaume. What was your attitude today after being fourth yesterday after the short dance? There seemed so much fire and light within your program that that moved nearly everybody in the arena. What was your attitude and how did you try to attack today?
So after being fourth after the short dance, I think we were maybe a little bit disappointed, so it gave us a lot of strength, yeah, we wanted to fight a lot.
This is a question to all three couples. So Ice Dance has experienced some significant changes in this season, and we are still not sure that the two Olympic champions, whether they will come back next season or not, but how do you look into the future season?
No, first. Go ahead, madam.
We haven't yet thought about next year, so we will start now to think about what we want to do for the next programs and try and do our best at every competition, like always.
This has been such a great year for us, and we're so excited to have this journey under our belts now. Being a newer team every year, we learn something new, and I think we're definitely going to grow and work really hard over this summer and train as hard as we can as usual, and just continue the journey. I'm excited.
Well, we're gonna take everything that we built on this season, because we're very happy with the way that the season went, and we're just going to use that as fire to build over the summer and to push ourselves to grow as a team and come in the new season as a new force.
Another question to Gabriela and Guillaume. Did you have the instant feeling, yes, we've done it, at the end of the program, because the crowd was so wild and you were so satisfied and so happy about what you did?
Yes, we did, like, a big yes, we've done it. For we honored all our work, and we didn't thought about the result, I think. But it was already amazing that we did our program with this. We did all that good things, and it was amazing.
Well, actually, apologies for this question because it's a little bit silly, but it is directed at Caitlin and Andrew. You've taken the podium and given it a real personal spin. Whose idea was it to make it a selfie moment?
It's kind of a funny story because it happened at Nebelhorn Trophy for the first time. And actually, the American dancer, John Luke Baker, is a little goofy. he's a fun guy. And I think he told Andrew, hey, why don't you go and bring your phone and take a picture while we're on there? And so we have to give credit where credit's due. It's his idea. But we've tried to continue it. It's fun, and the audience seems to like it, and it's been a bit of our trademark this year. But I don't know if it will stop here. We'll see.
I'd just like to ask the new world champions. You're both still very young. Becoming world champions is a tremendous achievement. So just what are your emotions right now? How are you feeling about that achievement?
It's right that we're still very young. We're 20 and 19 years old. And we feel like we want to go like so much further now. Not for the medals, but for ourselves. And I think that's what we've always done. We want to improve. We want to get better at what we do and what we love to do. And I think that's what makes us strong, because we don't really run after medals. We just want to have fun and take a lot of pleasure.